online content is hard to retract. It's as if a wild animal has escaped into the tundra and your chances of finding it again are zippo. Yet the EU are still pursuing ways to control online content, and they've laws now which have a bureaucracy to demand that platform providers take down harmful content. New research shows that EU methods can work, and I asked Dr. Marian-Andre Rizayu, who has co-authored a new study on the topic, what some of the results were on its efficacy.
I use a very similar analogy. I'm actually, the analogy I'm using is the genie out getting outside of the bottle and trying to chase it through the bottle to put it back in. When I first found out about the EU's Digital Services Act and its aim to rein into and moderate misinformation, I was initially skeptical. And the reason why I was skeptical is because I've been working with social media data and Twitter. Well, now they rebranded themselves as X. I've been working with it for 7 years already. And I know how quick information diffuses on these environments. It's been shown that, for example, on Twitter, the content half-life, which is essentially the time it takes for half of the reactions to a particular piece of content to come to life. So this content half-life is 24 minutes. So my question
is... Wow, it's not very long, is it?
No, not long at all. Right. For other social media platforms, it's a lot better. I mean, it can go up to months for Pinterest. So Twitter is definitely one of the more faster lived ones. But still, so the question was, how can a human-based moderation system be able to do anything against misinformation, knowing that these environments are so quick? So we actually set up to test this. We used the mathematical modeling that we've been developing again for 40 years, which essentially builds mathematical representations of how information travels the social system, so how it goes from individual to individual. And then we essentially model the intervention. So we changed this spread in such a way to reproduce the intervention. And what we found via these simulations, for everything, the results that I'm telling you here are based on synthetic simulations of information diffusions. What we found is, to our surprise, the moderation, it can be effective. And even more surprisingly so, it is more effective for content which is deemed to be more potentially harmful.
And what sort of moderation are you talking about? How is it identifying things?
Right. So maybe I should just quickly go over what the main provisions of the Digital Services Act from the European
Sure.
Union, what they are trying to do. They are doing things that you and I would not be surprised. People flag content, and content is being reviewed, and then if it's found to be illegal, that's the term that the European Union's legislation uses, then the platforms are obliged to remove it. Now, why is it different, or where is it different, is that the moderation, so the flagging, is done outside of the platforms. So the legislation introduces or creates trusted flaggers, which are employed by the member states, but the flaggers actually live outside the platform. So people flag content. This content is being checked outside of the platform. And if these professional or trusted flaggers consider the content to be illegal, then the platform has 24 hours to delete the content. 24 hours. That's where we're going back to the genie in the bottle analogy.
And you found that 24 hours actually does make a difference.
It does, but there is a bit of a subtlety here. And in order to be able to say why the 24 hours makes a difference, we actually looked at two quantities which are very important for online content. One is the content half-life. So essentially how quickly content spreads online. And obviously the faster content spreads, the faster the moderation needs to happen in order to be effective. The second quantity that modulates the effectiveness is the potential harm. So potential harm is essentially how fast it will spread. So these quantities can be understood as how far it will spread and how fast it will spread. the content. And these two quantities actually moderate the reaction time and the effectiveness of the reaction. It's a bit complex because there are four quantities at play. But the idea is that we found that counterintuitively, the more a content is potentially harmful, the more effective the moderation is. And that was really a surprise to us.
Dr. Marian Andre Rizuyu, Senior Lecturer leading at the Behaviour Data Centre Lab at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking with me there.